Day 364, or December the 30th, the Guaranteed Perfect Experience. Our thoughts today are from Revelation chapter 19, verse 6. Then I heard what sounded like a great multitude, like the roar of rushing waters, and like loud peals of thunder, shouting, "Hallelujah, for our Lord God Almighty reigns." Another big picture surrounding this verse. John's writings about judgment are followed by details of the second coming of Jesus. This glorious final act by God will crown and complete all that Jesus accomplished on the cross. To the early church, undergoing many trials and savage persecution, these words from Jesus, which he related to John, must have sounded too good to be true, too difficult to imagine, but coming from someone completely trustworthy, so it had to be true. Everything will finally be just as God always planned it, and all believers are included and invited to the marriage supper. See you there. And now, our action step for today. Can you remember watching an Olympic opening or closing ceremony on TV? Or maybe you were able to get a ticket and experience it live with the entire surrounding atmosphere. On the other hand, you may have attended an FA Cup final or World Cup final and can still feel the tingling in your spine even now after many years have passed. These experiences will pale into insignificance when compared with the second coming of Jesus Christ. John must have felt the hair on the back of his head bristle even as he wrote this portion of Revelation. He must have gone to his death really looking forward to this climax of history. Well, he's still waiting for it, and so am I, and so are all other believers. We are 2,000 years closer to it than John was, and I'm convinced the waiting will be worth it. Of course, some of us may still be alive when it happens. Wow! This isn't instead of a meaningful life on earth, it's as well as. Be sure to enjoy each day as it comes, but never forget what is promised. And it could be tomorrow.